Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Joining us now is Dr. Yael Halas, who is an MD, a surgeon herself. She practices in Westchester, but she is the founder of something called the American Jewish Medical Association, which states that its mission is to bring together Jewish physicians in a national organization to provide information and support to ensure that Jewish doctors are able to practice in safe and inclusive environments. Begging the question, do we really need this kind of an organization? What's going on? Dr. Yael Halas, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today, and thank you for joining us. Hello.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, first of all, is it a hey or a chet? Is it Halas or Halas? How do I pronounce it?
It's a hey. Halas.
There we go. Halas. So, doctor, tell me about the mission of this organization. I have to say, as somebody who grew up with an awful lot of people who became Jewish doctors in America, the last thing I would have thought that we needed in America was an organization to promote Jewish inclusiveness in medicine. What's going on?
Yeah. So, you know, it people are sort of really just can't believe that we didn't exist before. And I think we're all shocked at the environment that we're living in today, that we need to, the importance of having an organization like this today. So, you know, traditionally, as we look back, physicians always were led by many members of the Jewish people. And that was because it was kind of seen as, you know, unholy to be touching a human body. We all are aware of the Jewish dedication to education. So often medicine was a way that where Jews could excel. You know, in this country, really until the 1970s, I went to Cornell University Medical School. And until the 1970s, there was a quota. There was no more than two Jews per year. No more than 2%. And yeah, that's where we had the origin of medical schools like Albert Einstein. Almost in any city, major city you go to in the U.S., in Canada, you'll see a Mount Sinai or Beth Israel Hospital, because traditionally Jewish doctors and Jewish patients were ostracized from mainstream, but we still always managed to succeed. And where you see a Catholic Medical Association, a Palestinian Muslim, a Palestinian American Medical Association, there are Hindu, there are all, for all different types and stripes. We didn't have one for Judaism. And it's sort of shocking because, you know, once Jews were allowed into medical schools, the quota systems had stopped. You really saw, as everyone's been referring to, what has been for the past 50 years kind of the golden age of Jewry. And so many Nobel Prize winners are indeed Jewish scientists and physicians. Again, that emphasis on education. So I guess we never thought that we really needed to have this institution. But this organization is so essential because as we're seeing anti-Semitism rising everywhere, we're seeing it with medicine as well. And doctors nurses, really everyone in the healthcare field. And at the moment, we're embracing everyone in the healthcare field because nobody knows where to turn. And nobody has really been on the watch for the insipid and vitriolic rise of anti-Semitism that we're seeing. And we're seeing it with doctors posting heinous misinformation about Israel, about October 7th, defending the barbarous acts of villainy that we have seen. As physicians, we cannot ever condone violence, particularly sexual violence. And war is terrible. And doctors care for humanity. This is our mission. And we should stand united in our mission to care for all people and work together for the betterment of science. And really horrifically, we're not seeing that. We're seeing division and hatred, even within medicine. And that affects doctors and that affects patients.
I have a very dear friend who's a very prominent physician at Yale, a woman, but that's all I'll say. I won't put her out there by name, but she's a warrior for women. And she's Jewish, and she is at Yale. And right after October 7th, she was the only woman at a table in a local restaurant in New Haven and talking about how upset and shocked she was about the attack. And she was talking with male colleagues at the table. And a colleague of hers came up to her at the restaurant, another Yale doctor, and said to her, "You have no business talking like that. You need to shut up." And she was dumbfounded. She was hurt, frankly, because this was a colleague that they had never discussed politics together ever. And she was completely and totally taken aback. And since that time, she has told me of many other incidents right here at Yale in Connecticut where she has felt ostracized and defensive and very alone. She uses the word alone a lot.
You know, that's really how this organization started, was just the isolation and shock that so many doctors feel. And we just really honestly started out as a WhatsApp group to just share some of what we were seeing and feeling. And I think as an organization, the webinars we do, the many committees we have where people can work together, that's just that sense of community has really been one of the strongest assets of creating and speaks to the need of having this organization. So I hope offline you'll encourage her to join our efforts.
I will. And I think that she probably will. We're talking to Dr. Yael Halas, who is the founder of an organization that is called the American Jewish Medical Association, which has previously not existed, but now exists as a way for Jewish doctors to get together and, I guess, speak with a voice. I imagine, Dr. Halas, you will probably be turned to by many in the media occasionally to take a position or a voice on things that are happening.
Yeah, you know, and our position really has to be that first and foremost, we need to remember that our job, our calling is caring for all humanity. And when we promote and allow divisiveness to enter the healthcare space, we are really making patients feel uncomfortable and we're taking away from our greater mission, which is, you know, using science to better humanity, all human lives. And, you know, to do that, we are seeing a lot of divisive curriculum. We're seeing much fewer Jewish doctors being admitted to medical schools. There are many things to combat. We're seeing divisive statements cropping up in our medical societies. The online posting has just gone to an extreme, and it's just so disconcerting.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And no matter where you are on this issue, it's so disconcerting to see loss of life. And it's so disconcerting to see politicalization of the field. And it really just has to stop. You really just have to have a return to civil discourse. And as you were saying before, Jews are often the canaries in the coal mine. And with your last speaker, we were really, you know, talking on Jews speaking with great anguish about the lessons to be learned from the Holocaust. And indeed, The Lancet came out with a commission on teaching the Holocaust, learning from the Holocaust in medicine. And because those lessons are so being lost. And when we look at Nazi Germany in the early 1930s, we saw that physicians, greater than any other profession, joined the Nazi Party in greater numbers and earlier than any other profession.
Physicians,
and when you think about that,
why?
Physicians,
why?
Over
why?
80% of German physicians joined the Nazi Party early.
Why?
And just like we're seeing at the universities, when you indoctrinate the youth, the universities, and the physicians, then it's really the physicians. Once you have the physicians on board, then you are able to dehumanize a group of people. And that is what allowed the selections to occur for death. That's what allowed the selections to occur at the concentration camps. You had the active involvement of physicians, which seems so contrary to our physicians' pledge and oath to take care of all human beings. So you really need to indoctrinate those doctors to dehumanize and not see a group of people as worthy of treatment.
You know, talking to me, we're chatting with Dr. Halal, who is the founder of the American Jewish Medical Association, a brand new organization, incidentally. I'm thinking about Joseph Mengele, a doctor. You're right. I'm thinking about the fact that these were German physicians who believed in eugenics and who selectively tortured women and did experiments on twins. These were doctors.
They were doctors, and because there was prominence of Jewish physicians, I mean, think about it. What a great way to eliminate the competition, literally, grotesquely. But if you have successful competition, well, you know what? If I eliminate, 20% of the doctors, well, look, all the plum rolls that I could have. So it's appalling on multiple levels to think that physicians can be manipulated and used that way. And I really call on physicians, Jewish physicians to join, but really physicians across the aisle, bipartisan, I don't care the faith, because we really have to stand together to maintain the standards of our profession, because we are beginning to see. We have multiple complaints at multiple hospitals or national organizations. This pain is being felt coast to coast. And we are seeing multiple patient complaints starting to come in.
Like what?
And this cannot be.
What kind of complaints? What do you mean? What kind of complaints? What do you mean?
Feeling uncomfortable in the environment, in the medical centers. And unfortunately, there is a handful of complaints of patients feeling that they weren't treated to the proper standard of care because of their faith.
Because of their faith, they feel like they were targeted as Jews and they were not given the proper medical treatment? Really?
There's a couple of cases that have been reported.
Well, hopefully it's a isolated situation, and maybe I'm hoping that maybe there was a misunderstanding or something. That would be, we already know in this country, and we just know this, that black people are terribly wrongly poorly mistreated, particularly in prenatal health and maternal health compared to white counterparts. But in a lot of other things, we have statistically, we already come away with having tremendous racism in our society when it comes to the treatment of blacks versus whites in hospitals, et cetera, and access to care. I just cannot believe we would walk down the lane and go to Jews or who else ever to marginalize more care against people. It's really the wrong direction, doctor. It's not where we need to be going. We need to be going in the other direction.
We need to be going in the other direction. And you speak to really a problem that I think, you know, many of us caring physicians care about, and we don't want to see marginalization of care against any community. We do need to see diversity and inclusion, and we want to see equal health outcomes regardless of race, religion, gender, sexual preference. None of these should be obstacles to good care. So it's so important. I really just call for everyone to be working together to be making sure that we are taking care, honestly, taking care of each other and taking care of our patients, because this is not the standard that we want. We have more that unites us than that divides us, and we stand better and we achieve more as physicians and scientists when we stand together.
Thank you very much, Dr. Yael Halas, an MD. You have your own practice, I understand, based in Westchester. Is that right?
I'm a board-certified facial plastic surgeon. I have to tell you, aesthetics is usually, beauty is usually, science and beauty is usually my world. But none of us can sit by the wayside. So I encourage your listeners to go to tell their physician friends and healthcare friends. You can find us at www.theajma.org, theajma.org. And everyone really needs to stand up for humanity right now.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Much appreciated. Thank you for your advocacy and for your reminding us of the essential messages of doctors and caring and the world that we want to create. So thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.